I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Hope you had a fine weekend, guys. It was pretty relaxing for me. We had a lot of storms moving through here, but it's nothing like what we're seeing in Oklahoma. They come up with TornCon 9, meaning that it's a very, very high and long track tornado storm that's moving through there. It's something that nobody's seen before. Again, with the panic and the possible overkill from the government. I mean, yes, people's lives are being lost. Tornadoes create problems. But now we have it's not really new, but it's kind of a new category, TornCon 9. Now, I'm not going to talk about the weather tonight, but seriously, these, you know, when you think about the future, you think about how we're all going to be and how we're being scared into so many different things, whether it be, you know, climate change or, you know, new pandemics, war, nuclear war, whatever. Time to time, you know, you think there's not going to be a future. You live day to day not thinking that there's going to be a future. And then, of course, there are some of us that think about the future. I mean, there have been movies that have been written about the future. The Simpsons tend to predict the future. And there are songs that sometimes paint a technicolor vision of what we may expect. One of my favorite songs from the past is In the Year 2525 by Zagger and Evans. It's a song that when I was a kid haunted me because of the words and what it meant and what they talked about. And then, of course, Jim Morrison and The Doors. The End. Very haunting view of the future. Can you picture what will be? So limitless and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand, in a desperate land, lost in a Roman wilderness of pain, and all the children are insane. All the children are insane, waiting for the summer rain. When I hear that, I think of Brave New World. I think of Huxley. Where everyone loses their minds waiting for a change in the weather, something that all of us know too well. We're all worried about the weather. We're all worried about the climate. We're all worried about whether or not we're sick, whether or not we're getting the right foods, whether or not we're going to get food at all. With all the flooding going on right now, with all the tornadoes going on, I'm sure there are many that now wish the storms would go away. But the essence of the meaning of the lyrics of The End is a profound look at the stranger in a strange land, lost in a world that is full of pain. And where we can feel that the insanity is now at a fever pitch. You can see yourself in the future. Think about it for a moment. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes and think about the future. The orange skies filled with the smoke from wildfires. You sit in your home. You microwave a cheap meal. Tonight it's those pizza rolls you found at the back of the freezer. But you read the fine print and realize that they have been there for so long. These are special pizza rolls with cricket parts inside. That's why. That's why it's been at the back of the freezer for so long. You don't want to eat those cricket parts. You notice that your dog and cat are not as playful. So you sit down to watch the nightly news and they tell you that your pets may have bird flu. They report the nuclear threats are being made from Russia and China. You turn off your TV. You walk to the window. You open it up. You smell an awful odor. It's tear gas from the riots that are going on up the street. You hear flashbangs. You hear gunfire. You wonder where the sun has gone. And then you remember, yeah, the sun dimming was scheduled today. And someone forgot to tell those with solar panels to be prepared. There's some grid shutdowns because of confusion. They didn't know when the sun panels, the solar panels need to be recharged. And of course, you close the window. Tired of what you're smelling in the air. So you get on your computer. And what happens? An AI chatbot comes on. You ask it questions. It thinks you're stupid. So you go to one of these trip planning websites to get away. You want to get away from all of it. A warning pops up on your computer saying you've already used up your allotted 15-minute city day trip. It's just free-forming here, you know. I mean, this is the future that the elite bureaucrats want for you. And since you've surrendered your decisions to them and have fallen for their nonsense, what does your city become? Well, it becomes nothing more than a well-oiled gulag. You've been educated, indoctrinated, and acclimated to this because every 6 months there's yet another crisis or problem to keep you in lockdown mode, keeping you in your home, not wanting to go out, not wanting to do anything. Not air travel. No, you can't. Air travel sounds dangerous anymore. This is the way you stop. This is the way a nation stops all pretense at rebellion. And they want people to settle into some dumb, benevolent stupefaction and ennui waiting for Armageddon. Except Armageddon never comes, or it never comes to the satisfaction of the person waiting for it. Just more absurd headlines. A lot of them involve government. A lot of them involve distractions, saber rattling. Russia is going to bomb Ukraine. Russia is going to bomb Poland. Poland's going to bomb Russia. Yeah. Just more absurd headlines. The end of the world's here. Apocalypse is coming. And you know, it's like just drifting away, thinking about the future. You can see that this is the way the future's headed. So far, I can see it all. I can see it all materialize in its banal glory. And today is no exception. Today is no exception. Woke up this morning, as I normally do. Got me some coffee. Looked over the headlines for the day. And I shook my head because I'm saying, you know, we've been talking about a lot of these things before they've happened. It's almost like we have to go back and rediscover the scene of the crime, or at least tell you how the crimes are about to be committed. Because we can see the future, you and me. We both have our minds ahead of the game. And so tonight we're going to try to put those puzzle pieces together for you right here on Ground Zero. You can call in as well. 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.